Welcome to the doubleheader. I'm political editor David Challey, and joined by Mark Shields and David Brooks, as always here on Friday. Gents, thank you for being here. Barack Obama was hit it a little on the nose this week as he actually went to Ohio to a bridge that spans to Kentucky to make a point to Boehner and McConnell about his jobs plan. Everybody has declared this dead on arrival. Why is he continuing to sell it? Is it in actual hopes of getting legislation passed?
No. He should have blown up the bridge, something really dramatic. You know, there's no hope of getting it passed. Some of the bills to pay for at the end were his administration proposed them years ago when Democrats were in control. And they couldn't even pass then. And then some other things were designed to offend Republicans. It was a campaign thing designed to pick a fight. Democrats are happy because they say he's got to be out there fighting. I think it's a foolish strategy. I would have liked to have seen him go big and post-partisan. I like that Obama better. And I would like to see him say, listen, we got to do something big to really get the country rolling. We're going to do a big tax reform. Democrats are going to do something, get some things they like. Republicans are going to get some things they like. That wouldn't have gone anywhere either way, but at least it's commensurate with the size of the problem.
But Mark, don't the polls show that the public is actually on the side of the Obama plan here?
They are very much on the side of the Obama plan. Every single poll shows that his support for higher taxes on the best off and the in this decade alone, David, 90% of all the new wealth has gone to the top 10% of the people. And while the median household income in the country is lower than it was when Bill Clinton was president, Democrats are cheered. They really are, because they feel that the President Obama, it does take two to tango. And you'll recall on the 15th of September, Speaker Boehner made it crystal clear when speaking to David Rubenstein and in his speech that he would not in any way that tax increases of any kind, revenue increases of any kind, were off the table. Now, I don't know what the president should go around and say, please come back to the table. And he drew the difference between the two parties. He did it dramatically and I think effectively. It's sad because for the next 14 months, that's what it's going to be. But I think he made the strongest case, kid. And I will say this, I've seen Democratic spirits lifted more in the past week than any time in the past 6 months.
Right. Can I just say objection to this? And this, the so-called Buffett rule is the core of this, raising taxes on the super affluent. To me, I'm for it. I agree there has been a widening inequality. The affluent probably should pay more in taxes. To me, the problem is it's just a political stunt. The number of people who would be affected by the Buffett rule is trivially small. The amount of revenue you'd actually raise is trivially small. And so when you have economic problems this big and this deep, just to do something, you know, raising taxes on the rich always cheers up Democrats. Al Gore was for it. John Kerry was for it. Worked great for them. Mondale was for it. And so it always cheers up Democrats.
Bill Clinton was for it, too, to be fair, right?
That's true, but he did not run this way. And his pollster, Mark Penn, wrote a piece this week saying this is not the way to run for re-election. He did welfare reform in this similar circumstances, and he went an entirely different direction. I happen to think that's the right substantive advice and also the right political advice.
So we were talking about that.
I have to dissent from my good friend David. The reality is that the widening gap, we're now talking about the lowest percentage. We're going to talk about Bill Clinton. Right now, the taxes on the wealthiest are one-third. They're paying 133% less than they did under Bill Clinton. I do recall, we created 22 million new jobs, went unemployment, and we actually took money off the national debt instead of adding to it, as we have during the first 8 years and added months as well of this century. So I think it's not only good politics, it's good policy.
We've consumed so much time on the tax and jobs plan. Now I'll have one final question for you. Different poll number popped out at me today, one that the White House would not be cheered about, but I want to get your guys' reaction to it. Gallup survey out today showed that 56% of Americans believe that President Obama is either the same or worse than President George W. Bush. 56% of Americans, the same or worse. Wow. And this guy won just 3 years ago as being the anti-Bush. How troubling is that kind of a number for him?
It's not good. You know, I'm really struck by the number of people who, maybe until this week, a lot of liberals are very disappointed. A lot of moderates, God knows, are disappointed, and the conservatives were never happy. And I think there's a lot of things going on. One is he's allowed himself to be defined by the various fights he's been in. The second thing going on, a lot of people feel he's with them when it's good for him. He's never with you when it's not good for him. And so a guy like Ronald Reagan or a guy like Ted Kennedy, you knew he was with you if he was on that side forever. And I think he's had trouble at establishing that sort of bond with a large number of voters.
The only consolation, and small, cold consolation from that number, is that George Bush has been the model former president. He's been totally
very
discreet. He's not, I think the venom, vitriol, bile has been drained out, and some of it gone to Dick Cheney, but who suffered health problems, so he didn't get probably his due. But I think added to that, David, is that now a majority of Americans believe that the economy is Barack Obama's.
Right.
So I think it's understandable. You've got a bad economy ending George Bush and a bad economy continuing through Barack Obama. There are striking similarities in the way people are living and not well.
You do the whole Republican field on the broadcast. Now Barack Obama gets his share of Shields and Brooks analysis right here on the doubleheader. Thanks, guys, for being here. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you.